We're going into Emerald Tablet number 12. Marvelous. This is a very interesting tablet, which you'll find. It opens up, it'll activate some of your magnetism. It'll bring you into a new place of understanding your wanting of your travels and coming into the place of preparing. Well, basic short version is, when you're through, you should learn how to pack. You'll know how to pack for your travels.
When we through this tablet?
Yes.
Activate some of your magnetism. And then the... Okay, so is this more activating within its words than the other tablets?
Well, they give you some of the real clear rules how to do.
Okay. Okay. You ready, Bob?
Yes. This is the title, The Law of Cause and Effect and the Key of Prophecy.
Right. Tablet 12. List ye, O man, to the words of my wisdom. List to the voice of Thoth the Atlantean. Conquered have I the law of time-space.
Okay, now that's your beginning clue that they figured it out and they want to share.
And
what would be the law?
Well, the rules.
Okay.
And the
rules of time-space.
Okay.
And the...
Well, you've already established that there isn't any, but you've got to come to the place of getting there because... You humans are still judged in time. It's thoroughly, it'll be thoroughly developed. You'll enjoy it.
Promise. Law in that conquered have I the law of time space. It's a capital L, small A-W. Knowledge have I gained of the future of time. Know I that man in his movement through space-time shall ever be one with the all. Just capital O and A. Know ye, O man, that all of the future is an open book to him who can read.
Now, there you go. Now, hang on here. This is in your scriptures time and time again, and you've heard us say it time and time again. Let him who have ears to hear, hear.
Yeah, true. And hear, say.
Birds even like that.
So here it's saying, let them who can read a book read.
Not a book, the tablet.
Yes. That all of the future is an open book to him who can read. So read the tablets, okay. Of course. All effects shall bring forth its causes as all.
Whoa. We got to break this down.
Okay.
Read that one more time.
All effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, shall bring forth its causes.
Now, Bob, why does that ring with you?
Effects precede causes.
There we go. Very, very good. And Carolyn, you fed him well. He's on point tonight.
Did McClellan know? Did he look into this stuff?
Yes.
So he was looking. Do you think he read the Emerald Tablets? Do we know if he did or not?
No.
But he read spin-off literature about it, probably.
Or, well, danced or booted, yes.
Yeah, booted. Very interesting.
So all effect shall bring forth its causes, as all effects grew from the first cause.
What do you think that's about?
The first thoughts?
The first causes.
First cause singular.
The first cause. Well, every creation is comes from thought.
We don't know the first cause in a timeless.
Exactly, but they do.
They understand that principle.
Yes, and it will play. We just
right.
What
you begin with that.
We just get all giddy and get all excited and want to give the punchline.
But we begin with the principle that it's pretty hard to find the first cause in a timeless situation, right? Infinite curving, infinite.
Well, no, wait. Now, we're not talking about us. We're talking about the human understanding, this knowledge that off is bringing forth. You're getting now to be able to have the experience of understanding the concepts that they are presenting.
You mean now in our history, or you mean now in this day, in this tablet?
Very good. Interesting so far.
5. So, O man, be sure the effects that ye bring forth are ever causes of more perfect effects. Know ye the future is never in fixation, but follows man's free will as it moves through the movements of time-space toward the goal where a new time begins.
Interesting.
There's a line in Finnegan's Wake the clone used to quote a lot, effects causing, alter effects be causing. Just see if we can go and find that online, Carol. Just put in Finnegan's Wake, and then...
There's a James Joyce notable quotable that you don't have by rote, Bob. We are...
This one's a difficult one. No, this is the first one I ever read 40 years ago in The Medium is a Massage when I first became aware of Joyce through McLuhan's book, and it's very complicated. So just put in causes and effects. See what happens. Will there be a quote?
You better
there it is right there. Click. We're occasioning cause. So put in occasioning. Quantum physics and, okay, here's the quote. Now look at this. Now the doctrine obtains, we have occasioning cause, causing effects, and affects, a occasionally recausing alter effects.
Yes.
That's about it, isn't it?
Affects influencing effects.
Yeah, and causes in between. So who wrote this? This is quantum physics in Finney's Way. Just go up to the top, the author. The Joyce of Science. So maybe you should save that. Background, intro. No, yeah, intro.
Doody, doody, doody.
Oh, Andres Duzenko. What'd you say?
Doody, 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 doody.
What's that? What's that? Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Outer Limits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, but look, he says the doctrine. Now, the doctrine obtains, meaning it presents.
Mm-hmm.
So Carol's just doing this, very good.
Okay, we're back.
Now, the doctrine obtains, we have the occasioning cause, always changing the cause and within the occasions, and that's causing effects, and causing effects, and effects, occasionally recausing. Affects, causing effects, and affects, occasionally recausing alter effects.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Was Joyce aware? Joyce, had he read the Emerald Tablet?
No, that was a little far out in those days. See, that was a little, it was, no.
But he would have read literature.
Yes.
Around it, like dancing around it, like McLuhan.
Yes, but you see, so much of that had bad issue in the, even in the translation.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
It was in a language. It was Atlantean language, but they had to teach them how to do their reading, writing, and arithmetic to even get to the place to understand it.
Yeah. So, but this is written in 1925. So it was translated by 25. They found Tutankhamun.
So they must have. So Joyce must have gone on the World Wide Web to speak it out.
and Tutankhamun was opened in 1922.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back.
They found the jet fuel and the jet pack, but they haven't found the fuselage of the plane yet.
Mm-hmm.
They found jet fuel.
Choking.
Okay.
All right. Okay, just back.
They found the altimeter. That's what it was. It was an altimeter.
The black box. They found the black
box. That's right. That's right. It was, and the GPS is how they were able to find it.
Anything up to go? I'll do that later. Let's go.
Okay.
So, O man,
just repeating. So, O man, be sure the effects that ye bring forth are ever causes of more perfect effects. Know ye the future is never in fixation, but follows man's free will as it moves through the movements of time-space toward the goal where a new time begins. So we're always able to mess it up.
No. Refine it. We like refining.
Okay. Okay.
You get to refine it. You get to readjust it. this was good, Snicker bar's good, now I get to now having it, and I get to affect the effect of, well, gosh, what would it be like if I had two Snicker bars?
Mm-hmm.
But you can adjust that. And then when you get to the point where you're passing out from the sugar rush, you come to the place, you go, okay, now I know for sure. 9 Snicker bars in 2 minutes is not where I want to curb my enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
What about
11's okay if you feel up to it.
Yeah. This quote we just did, could that be wanting? Last part?
Could be what, Bob?
Wanting.
We don't want to mix the spirits. We would say yes, but you can't give a blanket because this is showing you how to pack your bags.
Right.
So you don't want to set that hole in place into motion, because then you could call it wanting, meaning that manifestation hasn't shown up yet, coming to the place that I can't get there from now. So then why am I packing my bags if it's a journey that I can't get to?
So
we don't want to tangle it up, but the answer to the question is yes, and that's exactly right. But let that lie until you get to a place where you get your bags packed. Then you can really want it into the next logical step.
As it moves through the movements of time space toward the goal where a new time begins. Ion, you were a bit upset about interrupting Carolyn's phone call with her British patient, and then after that I felt a pain in my stomach. And I thought, oh, JW is feeling guilty. And I checked the email, and there was a so very sorry email, but it was signed by you.
Yes.
Was that little stomach ache picking up JW?
Yes, because we would never want to negotiate Connie's generosity.
Right, and so JW was a little sensitive to that.
Well, always.
Yeah. So he felt a little guilty.
And then you had a pain.
And then I got the pain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same way as if you kick your dog in the head, he'll yap a little bit. Happens every time.
Mm.
And realizing that it wasn't meant maliciously or anything, but still, as you're genteel in your human form, you have to be sensitive. And what's happening with him is that now it's coming into a really super sensitivity. Because you kind of know, because you just now have learned that affects have a causal effect.
Yeah.
You see, so you don't want to go around kicking folks in the head because they may remember.
Yes, and the thing is, you don't, like, it's in our culture, you don't want to violate the doctor's space. That's a sacred religious space, right? The doctor is working with a patient.
You have to check your hypocritic oath.
Okay, I wanted to ask about the last line, the movements of time space toward the goal where a new time begins. Is that the little man just dropping the time space?
Well, not the space, just the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it makes a new time, because time actually has relevance and meaning when it's a capital time, because we've done that already, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But capital time is different than little time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see, and that was that little twist that you had to sort of sift out. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference in having an erection and then having adultery.
Okay.
But the effects precede the cause.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it'd be very difficult to have fornication without an erection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you have an erection doesn't mean that you have fornicated, unless you do it in your mind. And then the scripture says you might as well have done it because you've already thought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, so the actual, your Gutenberg scriptures are pretty good. If you can hear the words and see what they're actually trying to that whittle at. It's a whittling process in the scriptures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Without a detail, sorry.
Detail sounds like tea tail.
Doesn't it? Don't you figure that out? So maybe the detail has to do with time. So it's a detail. We've been very patient, but you finally answered it.
Okay, that's
right. Don't you find that it's so interesting when you were trying to figure out where to fit the details of the detail?
Mm-hmm.
Remember in your conversation, well, this doesn't go there. Where can we put it here? Well, let's put it there. Maybe it fits here. You remember that was a pretty long protracted calculation mm-hmm. of figuring it out?
All right, right.
Yeah, and I'm known as someone who goes into detail, so when the movie came out called The Last Detail, 1974 with Jack Nicholson, somebody nicknamed me that. But detail, so now that I had the pun, I never knew how to say it, but now I know it sounds like the detail. I know it's detail. But there was detail is a duty. The last detail, the last routine you've been ordered to act on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it also could be an armada. Your Gutenberg scriptures are pretty good.
Yeah.
If you can hear the words and see what they're actually trying to that whittle at. It's a whittling process in the scriptures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Without a detail, sorry.
It's
without
nice.
A what? Oh, what? Detail?
Detail.
Detail. Oh, detail sounds like T-tail.
Doesn't it?
Oh.
You figured that out. So maybe the detail has to do with time, so it's a T-tail. We've been very patient, but you finally answered it.
Okay, that's
right. Don't you find that it's so interesting when you were trying to figure out where to fit the details of the T-tail?
Mm-hmm.
Remember in your conversation, well, this doesn't go there. Where can we put it here? Well, let's put it there. Maybe it fits here. You remember that was a pretty long protracted calculation
mm-hmm.
of figuring it out?
All right, right.
Yeah, and I'm known as someone who goes into detail, so when the movie came out called The Last Detail, 1974 with Jack Nicholson, somebody nicknamed me that. But detail, so now that I have the pun, I never knew how to say it, but now I know it sounds like the detail. I know it's detail. But there was... Detail is a duty, the last detail, the last routine you've been ordered to act on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it also could be an armada.
Yeah, it could be huge.
It could be like a work detail. It could be a group put together to do a task.
Yes.
Detail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was sort of thinking, the last task.
Okay, guys?
Yeah.
Man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects. Seeking.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is pretty clear. It's not all this a la foofa, blah, blah, blah stuff. This is kind of specific point on of where how you do this. Are y'all getting that?
Mm-hmm.
There's not so much in the Valley of Bala kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, with this cause, man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects. So in the future, they see the causes that are happening then in the future and say, uh-oh, we need some different effects if we're going to live or not live with these causes.
Well, if we're going to curb the time, capital time, space,
mm-hmm.
so we can actually be created.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And
whoa, that was a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to. The future brings the causes, Carol.
Y'all ain't heard that on the Oakley win for show yet, have you?
And McLuhan always talked about we need to look at the causes and why,
of course,
and how they create the effects.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because then you're doomed to play it again and again and again. It's like on your final phonograph. When the record gets scratched and the needle gets stuck,
yeah,
you figure out what scratched the record. You're going to be doomed to the needle getting stuck on that same groove,
yeah,
time after time after time.
That time and again.
But until you have the effect that has affected the scratching of the vinyl, you're just. It's the mega upload that won't go.
And McLuhan determined that the cause was an environment, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
It's an environment that has all kinds of effects.
perceiving that environment. Now,
effects.
And
we're being stodgy for the record because you don't want that tangled up.
Yeah. And the so that the environment as cause was created by the future bringing back certain information that'll have effects.
Well, it was now, easy there, just a second. It was created by the creator. Now, it might be in a future expression, but it was always created by the creator.
What is it?
Whatever you were talking about, Bob. Creation in the future. The future creates. Well, the future doesn't create. The human may be in the future when the human creates.
Yeah,
the human always creates.
See, here you said was created by the future.
Mm. I meant by that.
By the future creators.
Yeah
that's the it.
Yeah, the future creators. The creators from the future come back and create an environment like the tablets.
Mm.
Or drop an an Airbus 380 into the new Pharaoh's tomb they're fixing to find.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that's creating an environment that evokes all kinds of effects in the people who experience it in their now.
Yes, very good. Just like these Emerald Tablets, this isn't brand new, is it?
No, it's an environment.
And it's not brand new, but it's brand new now.
Yeah.
And then you have this work that comes along, and it is now. People are going to read it and go, what were I thinking? And see, if the secret had been, if Miss Rhonda in the secret had not been trying to keep the secret a secret, then she, rather than just showing the Emerald Tablet and an etching that was supposedly run off with by the Templar of the Knights and all that kind of foolishness, then you could have actually gotten the secret.
Mm-hmm.
That was the issue with that original run, is it never really gave the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is Rhonda passed on into the guff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We can't find any evidence of that on the internet.
Oh, then it must not be true.
Right, but is it being kept quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that nobody cares?
Probably nobody cares.
Why did she pass on? She got,
she committed suicide.
Yes, and how was it acted on? How did she create the effect?
A melanoma.
Answer.
Melanoma is a shield.
Author, Rhonda Byrne, author and producer of The Secret.
A melanoma in total biology is a shield that you have to put up to block yourself from being attacked.
Guard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what she says here. Oh, there's a picture of her. Now, they don't have anything about her passing on. Mm-hmm. But how amazing she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you say, is Rhonda Byrne deceased?
Yeah, right there, Kim. Byrne.
Or ask for her obituary.
Dead.
Deceased.
No, I mean, I've been looking there.
Put in deceased.
They don't use that word.
Yes, they do.
But anyway, is she in the Gulf? Maybe that'll help you.
Nothing about her being deceased. How do you contact her? Where is she?
Okay, let's go back to the guff. Okay, you ready to move on? The last sentence was, man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects. Seek ye within the causation, and surely ye shall find the effects.
Question.
were you saying that Rhonda Byrne should have just had a picture of the Emerald Tablet in her book?
She did, in The Secret of the Moon.
But no. Why? Had Abraham talked about it?
No, it's in the movie and all the trailers and in the movie of The Secret.
They refer to the Emerald
and Proctor and picking poop for the soil and bread, wolf, and...
They refer to the Emerald Tablet.
They show a picture of it and sketching it like making a copy of a... What do you do when you're rubbing, when you rub a pencil over a gravestone?
Yeah.
Rubbing.
Yes.
On the Emerald Tablet and then run away.
Yeah. Only one tablet.
Right.
What, and what one would that be? The preface one? Which one of the ones we're doing is that the one that they show?
They don't say. That's the point.
Can you see any of its content?
It's not even a real Emerald Tablet that they're showing, so no.
Right, it's not.
It was metaphorically induced
right.
to entice.
Okay, so back to stop reading your email, Karen.
See, like showing the breast without showing the vagina. What's the point?
Right. Seek ye within the causation, and surely ye shall find the effects.
List ye, O man, while I speak of the future, speak of the effect that follows the cause. Know ye that man in his journey, lightward, LIGHT-WARD, is ever seeking escape from the night that surrounds him, like the shadows that surround the stars in the sky. And like
what about your angles? Don't forget your angles here.
Shadows.
That'll come up with the 13 plus 1.
Okay. Like the shadows that surround the stars in the sky, and like the stars in the sky space, he too shall shine from the shadows of night.
Good
curve. Isn't that interesting? So now behind an angle, in a shadow, you can shine.
Just make a space go down, you know, you go down, put in angles so we note the angles.
Now, we'll develop it thoroughly just a little bit. We just was trying to jog you. So you
but the shadows of... You get an aha, did you say?
Get an aha.
But what's the shadows of night? You made a statement about that.
Well, the shadows of night is where the little man draws his effects, perceives, causes information regarding.
Okay. Which are the angles?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like your number angles that we sent you today. Did you like that?
I didn't have a look. I saw the email and didn't get into it. But the, so that related today. Today's reading here, I'll have to look at that. So Carolyn would have that too. What I want to say is that the normal.
When she's reading her email, she can look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The logic.
No. If we sent you down that rabbit hole, Bob would hit us with your with his own wooden.
That's right. So I wanted to say that this idea of cause, creating effect. They are already playing with it. So you're not so linear, but there's a cause and there's effect. The effects are interpenetrating with the causes.
That's right. That's interpenetrating. That's very good. Good words, Bob.
Yep.
And where were we?
Ever his destiny. His destiny.
Okay, we finished with that one. Shine from the shadows of the night. Ever his destiny shall lead him onward until he is one with the light. Though his way...
That's more like I-A.
I-A?
A. You know when someone... If someone is an old whippersnapper, can't hear you, or a little thief, they might say A. That's the same thing.
Well, this is A-Y-E. Could it be I?
Good, but I-E is more fun.
Yeah.
So we're saying I-E, but also we could say A.
A.
So
A.
What is it? Like drawing up attention? It's saying pay attention. Right?
Yeah.
Look. Yeah. Like look.
Hark.
Look, it's like this.
Hark.
You go, look. Yeah, hark. Right?
Hark. The dogs do bark. Yes.
Hark with what? With the bark?
Without a
bark, the dogs do bark.
What's that, Ken?
What it's just the same.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
Hark, hark, the dogs do bark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I, though his way
lies midst the shadows, even before him glows the great light. Dark though the way...
Wait. Hold on. Here.
Great light.
Just damned sweet, because it's like every sentence takes you to the next space, next space, next space. And you don't have so much of this from the halls of Amanti and blah, 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 you know, where they roll you around places.
Yeah.
It's really point on.
Mm-hmm.
Read that sentence, that part of that sentence, one more time.
I, though his way lies midst the shadows, even before him.
Ever before him.
Ever before him. Glows the great light.
So even if he's not plugged into the Trinity, the meat sack, the non-physical and the mind,
mm-hmm.
Little Liam, remember, even though they're not attached or plugged in or seamlessly become one cohesive capital man,
mm-hmm.
that light still glows even so.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you refuse to get it, you still got it.
Mm-hmm.
The light still glows, Carol.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you go back to your Matthew 5:21 again, let your light so shine. Just put Matt 5:21 and that's good enough because you've about memorized it. We'll have y'all he's been around in exegesis on scriptures before this is over with. It's a
mm-hmm.
great day.
Okay, so a great day, did he say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The great light, is that the light people see when they have
yes.
a near-death experience?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one they're trying to achieve.
Oh.
But they'd like to achieve it without having to drop the physical.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part of that kingdom come. Isn't that the point of bringing earth, heaven on earth as it is in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
yeah.
that the effects preceding the cause? Why do we have this effect? Well, we want to have a kingdom of heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the cause? What's disconnection? The veil, the separation, the degrees of separation, the 13 degrees of separation.
We had 14 yesterday.
Well, it's always 13 plus 1.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're always the stumbling block.
Right.
You see, in every one of those 13s plus you is it. So if there are 14, we're sorry. But if you remember in the beginning of days, we started with 6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and we said that would be more developed as we got a little deeper into this predestined, or it references destiny. How can this tablet be discussing and referencing destiny when they just got through saying that there is no destiny, that it's all affects or effects, affect calls.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it kind of turns it around? And yet destiny still is, and you know why destiny still is? Oh, I feel a little rampage. Y'all just have to hold my mule just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. You come back into the place. You have big time. Capital time, that's the whole time. That's the long time away.
That's all space.
There you go. Very good. But that's another way to say it.
Yeah.
That's how they came up with the false premise of Earth time, because they were gauging it upon the capital time continuum.
Mm.
Oh, they were basing it on the capital time?
Yes. Then they couldn't figure it out. That's why your leap years are required.
Right, because the all time...
Because if it was capital time, guess what? It would flow perfectly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's another little false premise, by the way. The moon is getting further away from the Earth, but it is not 22 centimeters a year. It is 28 centimeters a year.
But all time is the past, present, future in the wire whisk.
Capital time, yes.
Yeah, capital time is that. And then we try to relate it to this particular moment.
Well, you didn't understand it, so you made a TikTok that started click-clocking and figuring out that the TikTok made time. And that everybody had the same amount of it. But yet Carolyn can get more done in 30 minutes than the average bear does in a month.
Yeah.
So therefore, her time is more well used than someone else's. Ooh, that's kind of confusing, isn't it?
Dark though the way be, yet shall he conquer the shadows that flow around him like night. Far in the future, I see man as light-born, free from the darkness that...
Light what?
Born, L, capital L, small, I-G-H-T hyphen B-O-R-N.
As one word, but not capital born.
No.
Okay, very good, because otherwise you could come into as a capital man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's significant. We just had to get that for the record, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, later, if you check with your vessel, the reason he's wet is because we are just outside enjoying the rain.
Okay. Far in the future, I see man as light-born, free from the darkness that fetters the soul. Living in light without the bounds of the darkness.
Of the darkness.
The darkness.
And why is it fettered?
Fettered.
What is the soul?
Free from the darkness that fetters the soul.
Fetters the soul. Capital soul or little soul?
Capital S, small O-U-L.
Yes, okay. That's that light part from the angles earlier.
Mm.
Because it's capital S.
Yes.
But,
very good, Bob.
No, but if it was all capitals, S-O-U-L, that's different?
That would be different.
Then
like dweller
had...
and dweller, remember?
Right, so when it has a capital one letter, the first letter, it's referring to little man.
What now?
And we have a capital S and the rest of the letters are small. Whenever it has any word has a capital beginning letter and the rest are small, that's referring to little man.
No, it is not, because... when you have capital M, little a, little n, that's evolved, that's
okay.
All plugged in. It's just that when it was capital M, capital A, capital N, that would be an ascended man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got capital S, small O-U-L, that refers to little man.
Little man.
Evolving, there you go, very good. See, you won't catch up because Connie's on the job.
Right, so small S-O-U-L, the little man, then you put the capital letter, first letter, that's evolving.
It may be evolved, but it wouldn't be S-O-U-L, all caps, because that's a whole other thing.
If it was evolved, it would be that.
Yes.
Yeah. We got that written down, Carol?
Man to evolving, M, capital M-A-N, to ascended, capital M, capital A, capital N.
Sometimes there's capital thought, and then there's sometimes all letters capital, and then I think, and then there's just capital T.
Exactly.
Because he went through it, too.
Well, that's good. I never got that clear.
Yeah.
Well, you have now, sports fan.
Yeah, sports fan.
Free from the darkness that fetters the soul, living in light without the bounds of the darkness to cover the light that is light of their soul.
Living in light without...
There, E-I-R.
Yeah.
Correct.
Living in light without the bounds of darkness to cover the light that is light of their soul. Who's there? Who's they?
Middle man evolving.
Okay, but living
3-2-1. The ones who get 3-2-1, do that.
Right. Living in light without the bounds of darkness to cover the light. Oh, I see. Without the bounds of darkness covering the light that is the light of their soul. That makes sense.
And
imagine that. See, we could go to the beach. We're almost there.
Yeah, because that's...
Where's Beach Bob? Bob Beach, whatever his name is.
Never mind.
He's out. We'll tell you later.
He's out. We'll tell you later.
Because we've got, the first letters of light and soul capitalized. So, yeah, that's good. It's evolving man.
Yeah.
Know ye, O man, no caps, before ye attain this, that many the dark shadows...
So it's addressing the unevolving man.
Yeah.
And showing
how it teaches the folks how to pack to go to the beach.
Yeah, and then get ready to become evolving man.
Exactly, so they'll enjoy it when they get to the beach and they'll have all their stuff that they want. The little floaties and the little...
And they'll recognize Bob Rail. They'll recognize Beach Bob, maybe nice temps.
Know ye, O man, before ye attain this, that many the dark shadows shall fall on your light.
Hey, I just thought, this whole thing about the Muslims, going to heaven, to get the virgins.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a popular muddying of esoteric Muslim stuff, trying to get people to do this kind of emerald stuff. Granted, it's not the whole story, but they may be talking about ass projecting in that, do you think? In the Muslim regular schools? Could there be a little more esoteric meaning in that myth about what the terrorists believe? Or is it just totally...
Yeah, you're putting all Muslims in the category of a terrorist?
No.
No. We can't even play with you regarding that one, Bob, because you can't get that from
there. Okay, I'm just saying, the idea that the terrorists go to have the 72 virgins...
But you're referring to the Muslims.
Yeah,
so is it the terrorists or the Muslims? There are some terrorists that aren't Muslim.
Okay.
By the way.
So there's some... All right, so there's some terrorists... the media, the Android meme says the terrorists believe that they will get, as Muslims, they believe they get 72 virgins. Without getting into the bullshit of it, I just want to know if there could be a more esoteric meaning that the Muslim terrorists are seduced by.
About as much as the original Levi's waiting on the red heifers to be born to bring the second or the first coming of the Messiah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you see,
I gotcha.
Great is the struggle between light and darkness, age old and yet ever new. Yet know in a time far in the future.
Little time.
If light shall be all and darkness shall fall.
That is little time because it already exists.
Exactly. Very good. Y'all don't need me at all.
No. We'll keep you around for the unfolding new. See, age old and yet ever new.
How very wonderful. Co-creation.
Yeah.
101.
Yeah.
List ye, O man, to my words of wisdom. Prepare, and you shall not find your light. Man has risen and man has fallen. As ever new waves of consciousness flow from the great abyss below us toward the sun of their goal.
I mean, the enlist ye, O man, to my words of wisdom. Prepare, and ye shall not find your light. Find means frustrated or cut it off.
No. It calls a separation.
Find means separation?
Cause a separation from your light.
That was what bind means in this case.
A disconnection.
Binding, it sounds like connecting. Bind
but, okay.
Bind it up, you know, cut it off. Strangulate it.
We can't move.
Okay. Is to cause a separation from your light. Prepare and ye shall not find your light. Man has risen and man has fallen as ever new waves of consciousness flow from the great abyss. Abyss is the guff below us.
Are you sure?
Not the one below us. Below us, toward the sun of their goal. Endless little men coming forward who go toward the sun, correct?
We can't hear you anymore.
Endless little men flowing from the great abyss, waves of consciousness flowing from the lower, not the Gulf Kernel, from the great abyss below, the great abyss below, that's where human darkness is. Toward the sun of their goal. The new waves of consciousness are new little men being born in cycles, correct? Not correct.
You're so close we can taste it, but yeah. Let's just leave that as a yeah, but there's a lot more that needs to be developed.
Okay.
But the conjecture is on a good path. It's on a good path. So that's good.
Yeah, well, can you say what the new waves of consciousness are?
Well, no, not
okay.
Yet.
So, okay, ye might.
We're going to have something to leave to say there, but I don't think it would apply.
And the abyss.
We would invite you to non-physical, and then you'd get it instantaneously.
Directly, yeah.
Right. But the great abyss below is the realm, the halls of Amenti. Or the
halls of Amenti are what they've been trying to get you to all along.
Okay, from the great abyss below, would that be just areas of darkness?
No, it's actually, well, okay. may make the edit room floor, but what it actually is trying to get you to the place of knowing with your two-wire whisk how to get through the antimatter station in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the great abyss below.
Capital great abyss.
It's not capitalized here.
Well, then it's not that reference at all.
All right, so...
Great abyss is neither capitals anywhere.
Well, then that's just the place where you find yourself disconnected completely and you're wallowing in your own vomit trying to figure out why you're alive.
And that would be an area of darkness. Would that be, yeah, would that be area of darkness?
It could be,
yeah.
But your light's still shining even though you can't see it.
Okay.
Many people find themselves with that disconnect, you see. I mean, so yeah, that's why, you see now why we didn't want to go into that whole twisting, but it's clear enough we can go that way.
But the antimatter, that's not the vacuum held back.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, it is not the vacuum. That's a separate, that is, we would hold that aside, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we ever come across great abyss in caps, you're saying that's the antimatter place.
Yeah.
In the two, between the two wire whisks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those two wire...
Lucy, you're going to have some splaining to do when you start fishing this one out.
Whisks?
and the wire whisks, the two of them, are they through the rift or within the same dimension?
Dimension, but that's the way you choose to do a jump.
Oh, wait a minute.
In the middle, and the handles.
Is the great
Grand
antimatter.
Central, and yeah.
Yeah, the two whisks are not an image of going through the rift.
No.
Right.
If you were on the two whisks and you decided to jump, and you learned in this tablet how to pack, and the next one you start coming into the place of understanding the secret, then that's where you choose. The rift jump is in the middle of the two whisks.
Mm-hmm.
You choose there, and that area where you choose is the antimatter world or Grand Central Station.
Very perfect words. Very good.
Right, and you choose, but then you launch into some other zone that's not on the either wire whisk.
Well, you launch into another wire whisk, two other wire whisks.
Oh, mm-hmm. So write that out. Two wire whisks is our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But you jump to another dimension and you jump into another two-wire whisk.
Yeah, see, you may have been this before, but you see, you launch
there. Are nine of them. We'll get to it even in this.
Nine two-wire whisks.
Yes. Well, there are more than that, but they reference nine.
Oh, yeah. So the nine gates? The
of course.
Are all two-wire whisks.
And are the gates themselves this antimatter Grand Central Station?
No.
Now, a two-wire whisk, is that happening because it's two wire everything that fall within that line?
No, we just did two-wire whisk because your infinity sign is a sideways figure eight box.
Oh, it's really one-wire whisk, but you have the decision point.
Well, it's 2 inches, you see, because it's a figure eight. So the shape and the reason we did wire whisk is because it's not one line going in a figure eight over and over.
It has all those loopies.
And a bunch of different ones.
And that is the physical past, present, future?
Is it no, that? That's no, it isn't. Continuum.
That's this place, the space-time continuum. Which
well,
is
no, not time, just space continuum.
But that is not the conscious, this when we see UFO ourselves come from the future and waves at us, that's not on the wire whisk.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
But they were on another wire whisk, and they got to Grand Central Station between the two, and they jumped to this wire whisk.
That's right. This wire whisk, each zone of space, continuum, is an infinity loop.
Perfect.
Zone of a wire whisk is an infinity loop, Carol. You may want to write that.
Each
zone of two wire whisks is a, I can't remember what I said, is a
infinity
loop. Infinity loop to loop.
Yeah.
And there are,
yeah, we've got that from previous.
So the infinity loop is a law in every zone, and another law is there's two of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ye, my children, have risen from a state that was little above the beast. Until now, of all men, ye are greatest. Yet before thee were others greater than thee. Yet tell I thee, as before thee others have fallen, so also shall ye come to an end.
Yet tell I thee, as before... Yet tell I thee, as before, I'm telling you, as before the others have fallen, so also shall ye come to an end. Now, what's that about?
You will come to an end of being a little M man, and you will move into becoming a large M man, and you will do that until you become a capital M, capital A, capital N.
Great. But the woman.
Don't think it's the same way people tangle up as death is the end. No, death is just the getting rid of the meat sack because it's an eternity thing.
Yeah, when I meet someone, they tell me they don't believe in life and death. I'm going to say that's so cute.
You say I don't either because there is no death.
That's right. I don't believe in life after death. There's no life. Yeah, so we...
Because there's no death.
This is an atheist mediumship.
Well, no.
We're the first atheist mediumship.
Atheists don't believe in eternity.
Do we believe in eternity?
That's all there is.
So someone says, I don't believe in death, neither do I, but I believe in eternity. And they go, nah, I don't believe in eternity.
Oh, you just say, I don't either because there is no death. They'll look at you and they might engage you and say, what do you mean there is no death? Well, when you die, that's the end, that's over. All you have now is life in the present, in your physicalness. You have nothing else. You go, oh, no. I have a non-physical part of me, my soul. That's how they tell that I've gotten rid of my meat sack. But when that part's done, then I carry on because it is eternal. It's an eternal experience. And that goes right into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right, and then they go, I don't believe in that, Bob. And I'll go, oh, that's so cute. I want to be condescending. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, bless you, little condescending.
That's so cute. It's like Worcester did that once to me.
It's glib, don't you think?
Yeah, it's glib. Oh, that's so cute. You don't believe it's eternity. Cute. It's little man. Absolutely.
Okay, Bob.
Oh, you're a little man.
Look at that.
All right.
Going back a bit. Yet tell I thee, as before the others have fallen, so also shall ye come to an end.
Yet tell I thee, as...
As before the others have fallen.
Tell I thee, as before the... Yet tell I thee, as before the others have fallen. It's like, yet tell I thee, as before the others have fallen.
Mr. Van, grammar. And upon the land where ye dwell now, barbarians shall dwell, and in turn rise to the light.
Rise to light.
To rise to light.
Now, where is this land that you dwell now?
Ye dwell now. Barbarians shall dwell in turn. It's the now.
It's the earth.
It's the earth.
This earth.
Uh-huh.
There are several, but this earth.
Right.
Marvelous.
When you say there are several Earths in relation to this Earth,
yeah,
and that's not talking about where you go when you go through the rift, or are you meaning that?
The other several Earths, are they where we jump to through the rift?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we know that.
Gosh, that's a J.J. Abrams. My God, that's where... Walter set up all that, and your friend.
That's
common knowledge. That's even a meme now. So, hey.
And then we jump the rift in the infinity loop at the Grand Central Station through the handles of the whisk.
Jump. That's where you choose.
Where we choose to jump. Yay!
You enter the...
See, we know where to call.
And then now you're learning how to pack.
And what to take.
Exactly.
Yeah. land, okay, upon the land where you dwell, now barbarians shall dwell and in turn rise to light.
Forgotten.
Now, what does that mean? That means that there are those in physical who have light, who will not attach with it, that are running around in this, what you call the abomination stage, hooking up with murderers and murderees and rapers and rapies and scoundrels and scoundrelies and all that kind of stuff, that are hooking up together, that are beasts that can also transform into a seamless interaction with their non-physical, what they're referencing as light.
Yes.
Yes. Forgotten shall be the ancient wisdom, yet ever shall live through, though hidden from man.
Yet ever shall live, though hidden from men.
Men.
Aye.
Aye. In the land thou callest Kim.
Which was the original name for Egypt, Carol.
Thank you.
Yes.
Races shall rise and races shall fall. Forgotten shalt thou be of the children of men. Yet thou shalt have moved to a star space beyond this, leaving behind this place.
To a star space beyond this,
leaving behind this space where this thou place. Has dwelt.
You'll be forgotten, but you'll have moved on.
The soul of man moves ever onward, bound not by any one star, but ever moving to the great goal before him, where he is dissolved into the light of the all. Capital L, capital A. Know ye that ye shall ever go onward, moved by the law, capital L, of cause and effect, until in the end both become one, capital O.
The next logical step.
Aye, man.
You get that? The law of cause and effect is the next logical step.
Very good.
You like that, Ian?
Absolutely.
And now, bound, McClune said something about stars are just the way stations. No, bound not by any one star, Carol. Stars are the way stations.
I.e., man, after ye have gone, others shall move in the places ye lived. Knowledge and wisdom shall all be forgotten, and only a memory of gods shall survive. Capital G. As I to thee am a god, capital G, by my knowledge, so ye too shall be gods of the, capital G, gods of the future, because of your knowledge, for far above theirs. Yet know ye that all through the ages, man, little man, shall have access to law, capital L, when he will.
So they're talking about like cycles there.
Law of attraction and applying it. If you can run from it, then get away from it. But you're still judged by it, but you don't even have to understand it. But you're not sure, jump, get up on your house and jump off and see what happens. Hit you in the butt.
Yeah.
Ages to come shall see.
That's the cycles. Law of attraction is the sleep cycles.
Ages to come shall see revival of wisdom to those who shall inherit thy place on this star.
On this star. Now, where's that?
This star.
Earth.
Earth is this star? Okay. Again, ages to come shall see, interesting call this earth a star. Ages to come shall see revival of wisdom, those who shall inherit thy place on this star.
They shall in turn come into wisdom and learn to banish the darkness by light, capital L. Yet greatly must they strive through the ages to bring unto themselves the freedom of light, capital L. Then shall they there come unto man, small m, the great warfare that shall make the earth tremble and shake in its course. I.e., then shall the dark brothers, capital D, capital B, open the warfare between light and the night, capital L. When man again shall conquer the ocean and fly in the air on wings like the birds, when he has learned to harness the lightning, then shall the time of warfare begin. Ooh, prediction. Great shall the battle be twixt the forces, great the warfare of darkness and light. Nation shall rise against nation using the dark forces to shatter the earth.
Did John the Divine pick up on this without the Emerald Tablet?
Pretty much.
Yeah, whoever John was that did the revelation, he picked
the Revelator.
The Revelator, right.
Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, was hiding in the Isle of Patmos because Rome was breathing down the back of his neck and he'd already lost his mind, and it was just, what is it, T.S. Eliot said that the Shakespearean reference is even better. The heat oppressed brain.
Right. Now, who did you say he was hiding? Did you name a place in the caves of something?
Isle of Patmos.
Isle of Patmos, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same song, different verse.
What we're reading now.
Yeah.
What the mm-hmm. Where are we?
Nation
shall rise against nation.
Using the dark forces to shatter the earth. Weapons of force shall wipe out the earth man until half of the races of men shall be gone. Then
my goodness, is this an Exodus? Be here.
Exodus. I think so.
Is that the Moses job, what we're doing?
No. Never know.
But this is talking about our time.
Everything is, Bob.
Talking about our time. Mm-hmm. We are at the time. The time. Not the end time. The time.
Or now.
Or now. Well, no, maybe now. No, now.
Stop it, you guys.
It'll be small t becoming capital T, Carol, of time.
Stop.
Yeah, okay.
Then
that was good. I like that. Make a movie out of that one. That was a good paragraph. Lots of action. Lots of destruction, blowing things up.
Stop it.
People leaving.
Fine.
What is this accident?
Fine. When fine.
No, wait. Since he's going to beat this dead horse, if you notice, it makes reference to when you regain your oceans.
Mm.
You haven't gained your oceans the first time.
Mm.
You're worried about going to the planet Mars, and you don't even know what's in your ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say regain? That was a paragraph or two back.
No, it wasn't. It was just them.
Oh, when you regain... No, you're saying they said regain. You just go back up there or something. When man began to conquer the ocean, again...
Yeah, regain it.
Yeah, regain it. And you're saying...
They've never gained it.
Mm-hmm.
So, regain it when you hadn't gained it.
Does that imply we're going through the first battle and then we go and live for a few cycles, then regain
over
it.
The ocean. Now, that's not on an Airbus. Oh, wait. That gets lost in the ocean. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's lost in the ocean and can't be found. Isn't that interesting? Or maybe you can just fly there without an Airbus 380.
So is the ocean, is the riff riding through the air or through the ocean or both?
Neither. Air and invisibility, I think.
Oh, yeah. Air and invisibility is the...
But it's just making the point that all this degradation and all this stuff's going on, and you've conquered the ocean, well, you haven't even figured out a tenth of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but then you say, then we will regain the ocean. That's after we've conquered it.
The first time.
Yeah, then we lose it, and we regain it. We haven't entered into the re-losing the... We haven't entered into the losing the ocean phase, have we?
Not at all. Unless you somehow have gone through the whole process and understand your ocean. You see, they're trying to go to other planets when they haven't even been to the bottom of all the seas.
Yeah.
Just north of you is a pit so deep that they don't even have contraptions to get you there. But yet they can fly satellites to the moon.
Okay, so could the Earth be bigger than...
Yes.
There it is, Count. Our Earth is bigger than our present measurements.
Absolutely.
Because time and space is plastic, something. How could they... Are they correct on the diameter of the Earth?
No.
And they're not correct on the depth of it?
They don't know the depth of it. Wait a minute now. Let's be clear. They're not wrong on the depth. They've never gauged it.
That's something you assume they measured.
And yet they can tell the degree of when, of how much magma is under Yellowstone, as we jokingly call Jellystone. Yellowstone National Park, the whole thing is a concave equatorial volcano. It's going to blow. It does it every 650,000 years, and we're coming up on 650, and it's going to blow, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and all this kind of stuff, and they understand every aspect of the paint box and the whole nine yards, but they don't even know how far it is, how deep the Pacific Ocean is.
How come they don't know that?
We stand in amazement at why they don't. They can tell how much salt's in the sea all over the world.
Are they afraid of the ocean?
They don't. I don't know. Are they afraid that global warming's going to melt the polar caps?
But
they can tell you how much calving goes on in precisely the amount of water that's entered into the ocean that's desalinating the water, making it not as salty.
Does Zion know why they are not exploring the oceans?
The disconnection. They have it. There's no glamour in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can't even find an airplane that knows exactly where it falls into the ocean. Pinpoint it down to the point. With a GPS box going beep, 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 but they could audibly hear if they were close enough.
The GPS box is not part of the black box.
That's right. That's the 911. There are schematics that are unfathomable.
After 911.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There is much monitoring of everything.
Yes, we know that. Okay,
now wait a minute. You mentioned that thing. I forget the word. It blows up every 60.
In Yellowstone.
Yeah.
National Park.
Yeah, you're saying they can predict, they see that coming, right?
Right. They can count the minute it's down. Icebergs.
But see, what I'm saying about the ocean, and are they afraid of it? I mean, that's a real question. Are they afraid because of the flood? You know, are they avoiding looking at the ocean?
We have no idea.
Okay, this yellow Jellystone thing that's going to blow up, it's not scheduled for another 4,000 years. Would you agree?
Oh, no, it's on a little faster path than that, according to your creators.
Ah, but they're deluded on the time thing.
Well, aren't you all?
What?
Aren't you all?
Yeah, so I don't see that happening.
Do you? Wait a second. That doesn't matter. All you've got to do, Bob, wait a second. Stop the press.
All you got to do is get people thinking about it.
Well, that's how you crash the U.S. economy.
Yeah. Okay, so we get everybody thinking about this thing, and it could blow, right?
And not could. It absolutely, precipitously, without fail or exception, will put magma 1,200 feet in the air above sea level.
And how widespread would that spew? 200 miles?
No, more than that. It would take all of Colorado. It would take all of Wyoming, and it would take 2/3 of Nebraska.
Wow. Now we don't want to energize that thought, but that's resisting it.
Oh, hell, why not? Doesn't make any difference. You're going to do anyway. You marvelous creators, you make San Francisco fall off the planet every couple hundred years. So why not? It's relative after a little bit. But now what you missed out of the whole process is that with this whole shuffle, that half of the humans are going to decide to move or transition into non-physical.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up this year.
At once.
Half of the humans. You mean half of the humans in the world?
Yes.
That's happening this year. This is coming out of North Korea, right?
You didn't tell me that.
No,
we kept saying that there was going to be an exodus.
Yeah.
We kept saying that there
I don't know if anybody ever said 50% exodus.
No,
didn't say that. The tablet said that.
But that's accurate, right? Okay, we'll go back to this way. This year is the beginning of the big die-off. Agreed, Ion.
Ion.
Dion. From Dion to Ion. Yeah, we want to go the other direction.
Well, you don't die off by the stars.
Dion. So there's a big love-in, big die-in
coming soon. Yes. You see that coming? Do you see the nuclear explosions testing coming out of North Korea being part of that?
No.
No, it's caused by other factors.
Unless you want to create it, but then we're only right 25% of the time, so
right.
Please, that's out.
But you are on the committee. We respect your opinion.
You're ever so gently kind.
But Carol, the ion, the die-off will come in other with other causes.
It'll come as a suicide, Bob.
Big suicide, yes. But the Android meme will call it, looking for a reason, they'll call it swine flu or something. Greg?
Pick a potion, pick a poison.
Okay. I remember we had that stuff happening in Athens, Carolyn?
Reading.
2 weeks ago. Weird gas coming out of Athens.
Subway. Oh, yeah. Truth, yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Then shall come forth the sons of the morning, capital S, capital N.
See, let's go back up. This is after the good news of recovering.
I think
yeah.
It's nation shall rise against nation, using the dark forces to shatter the earth. Weapons of force shall wipe out the earth man until half of the races of men shall be gone. And then shall come forth the sons of the morning and give their edict to the children of men, saying...
But then edict.
Decree a law.
This will be the... Sons of the morning could be ETs as people from the future. Not from the future.
No.
It's us again. It's always us.
It's capital M, capital A, capital N.
Well, some
capital M-A-N is the people from the future.
No,
we're becoming.
Coming.
But it's S-O-N-S, S, capital S, small O-N-S, capital M, small warning. So then shall come forth the sons of the morning, give their edict to the children of small men.
Right. Perfect. Good. We didn't need us. We just sort of read the text.
Yeah, I just read the text. You got it, Bob?
Yeah, but this side thing, whenever we see capital, all capitals, is that people from the future?
No. It's the...
Could be, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Because people in the future, if they had it all together... Why in the name of Lord suffering Jesus would they have to come back and drop things into the past?
Gotcha.
So, to correct and adjust that path, there'll be there knowing so Atlantis can be created the first time.
Right, so capital M-A-N, all capital.
Remember, they lost Atlantis in the ocean. What was that all about?
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Atlantis went through the rift, Carolyn.
And it never was yet.
Yeah, it never was yet, but it does. It did disappear on the infinite loop.
Mm-hmm.
And flying in the air without any spaceships or airplanes or airbuses.
Mm-hmm.
And controlling the ocean of regaining the ocean.
Yes, so capital, M-E-N, all capitals, is more than disguise from the future.
Certainly, because they're screwed up in the future as they are in the past as they are right now.
It's different conditions.
They can't even figure out if there's money or not, Bob.
Okay, and sons of the morning, that's...
Well, wait a minute. They can't figure out whether there's money. Okay, that's because they don't look at the virtual effects of computers and causes. One could figure out where money is, correct, right?
Well, okay, then create that.
Okay, I've been doing that on my cash flow, explaining what money is. Okay, Carol,
how's that working?
They're great. I got 264 YouTubes.
Good.
Good, Daya. Good.
Okay.
Rather indifferent there.
Then shall come forth the sons of the morning. And
here I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Me go, you're rather indifferent. Well, it is a law that I doesn't care about any.
Gal's going to hit both of us with your wooden spoon.
Mm-hmm.
my big one. It's interesting that ion is
he's been patient until now, Bob.
What? Yeah, I know.
He's been patient until now.
Yeah, so anyways, the...
I'm going to start reading one files in my email now.
But listen to this, Kel. Very important point.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Ion doesn't care, but he's pretending to care so he can get co-creating with us.
So what's the thing with the pork chops then?
Yes, Cal.
No pork chops.
Yeah, isn't it melting down there? Or is that steak?
That was yesterday.
Oh,
that was yesterday.
But no, I mean, we don't eat pork chops.
I understand, but the gravy for pork chops is just inordinate.
In both of us or me?
You.
I was a meat eater 45, 50 years ago, and it's just lingering, I guess. Cauldron boil and boil and cauldron toil.
Yeah. Pork chops and applesauce.
Oh, that's what my mother used to give me.
Right.
I better go and get some of that.
Then shall come forth the sons of the morning and give their edict to the children of men.
Capital M.
No.
Morning is.
Yeah, capital M, morning, yeah.
Ah, that's what we were referring to. Okay.
Yeah.
Saying.
Omen. Cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only thus can ye come to the light. Cease from thy unbelief, O my brother, and follow the path and know ye are right.
Now, what is this for? What men are coming, sons of morning, are doing this?
The ones we've just been spending 25 minutes discussing, Bob.
No, the evolved ones.
Evolving so, ones.
Yeah, that's Obama today, speaking to the Muslims, telling everybody to cool it. Right? Obama trying to be a capital M, small A-N. Son of the morning. Ion.
Don't come in.
No, why
but
not?
Bob, go over this again. You've got little man, you've got evolving capital man, and ascended man.
I know that.
That's all you have to know.
No, yeah, no, but I'm saying we're talking about the sons of morning are evolving man.
Correct.
Is that us waking up after the destruction?
Yes.
Would you agree, Ayaz?
Yes.
Well, then Obama is attempting, after the destruction, the destruction of America, many things, Iraq, he's attempting to... doctrine, create a new doctrine of cease from thy unbelief. Wouldn't you agree, Ion?
He's not attempting to do anything.
Why do you say no comment?
Good.
Too puny?
He can't do anything, so he's not doing anything. He can't possibly do anything.
All right, so then these are the people who can do something, the sons of the morning.
Very good.
And that's us, Carol. That's the Ionic movement.
We can't speak to that.
Ah, okay.
We'll not judge a little man in the shadows, because even that little man in the shadows of darkness can and has a bright and beaming light.
Right.
So therefore, it is not our job or edict to confirm a contrived notion that there are lightless men, waxing and waning on the earth.
Yeah. Oh, okay, then Obama is the son of the morning.
We didn't say that either.
Well, maybe, but little M.
Okay. Now, but we can be sons of morning, because we will have been truly arrived in the now.
Arriving.
Okay.
Omen.
Then you're done.
Omen.
That's right. Yeah.
Omen. Cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only
there you go. Cease your striving against thy brother. Very good. Thank you, Carol.
Only thus can he come to the
light. What are you pointing me for?
You were striving against Obama.
No, I was promoting Obama. I was saying he was a good thing. If that's not understood, that's what I mean. I'm saying he is trying to speak to the world with peaceful overtures after the destructions.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up in front of everybody and says, oh, and by the way, we're busted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We have no money. We hope for so much more.
And then he goes and tells everybody we're okay. But we should be
thanks
okay.
for the memories. I just spent $172 million to get this job that pays $450,000. But everything's coming up roses. Don't you remember Ethel Merman said so?
Yeah.
Only thus can you come to
the
light.
Oh, one thing. There's been a couple of YouTubes, the press. I might ask this after, but you want to
ask it after, please.
The press.
Let's get
they
this
don't ask
done.
About the press.
That's fine.
In relation to Obama.
And I'll make a note of it here. The press.
And Obama.
Any other notes I should take for you?
My thumbnail.
And thumbnail. May we move on now?
Yeah.
O men, cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only thus can ye come to the light. Cease from thine unbelief, O my brother, and follow the path and know ye are right.
Whoops. Oh.
Ben is the next word, if I can find it.
There it is right there.
Then shall men cease from their striving, brother against brother and father against son. Then shall the ancient home of my people rise from its place beneath the dark ocean waves.
That's Atlantis.
Then,
that is, now they're telling you, mm-hmm. it ain't lost, it ain't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall
mm-hmm.
it come forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for the lost city of Atlantis that hasn't been erected yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, beneath the dark ocean waves, yeah.
Don't nobody talk about that.
Then, well, we will.
It's not Troy, by the way.
Then shall the age of light be unfolded with all men seeking the light of the goal. Then shall the brothers of light rule the people. Banished shall be the darkness of night. I.e., the children of men shall progress onward and upward to the great goal. Children of light shall they become. Capital C, capital L.
Very good.
Flame of the flame shall their souls ever be, capital S. Knowledge and wisdom shall be man's in the great age, for he shall approach the eternal flame. The source, capital S, of all wisdom. Place of beginning that is yet one, capital O, with the end of all things.
No, because there is no end of all things, so.
Yes, there is, if you're talking about the source of being an end all. Source is the end all to all things.
Oh, okay.
And it's the it's said with beginning, the place of beginning,
yes.
and the
yes.
place of end, so it's like a loop. Is that
imagine
an, like,
that.
Is that the infinity loop?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You mean the wire whisk.
Now, if it's going to come into your magnetism.
Okay. But, i.e., in a time that is yet unborn, all shall be one, capital O, and one, capital O, shall be all, capital A.
Now, that is the gulf, that is the gulf.
What is? The all?
The unborn.
The unborn, the all.
The man
is the all.
In a time that is yet unborn, all shall be one and one shall be all. That is the go.
In the go.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And it's unborn because
it's in the go.
It's wait. The soul's waiting to jump into the
creation.
Yeah. Man, a perfect flame of his cosmos,
of this cosmos,
capital C, shall move forward to a place in the stars.
Remember, cosmos referred to other zones.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a flame, one cosmos.
I shall move even from out of this space-time into another beyond the stars.
Oh.
Out of this space-time into another beyond the stars. So is that going beyond the nine or within the nine?
Within the nine. That's your beginning of rift warps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Say that 20 times fast.
Rift warps.
But you're saying it's the beginning. Is that a future time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time you jump.
Yeah. Man, perfect flame of this cosmos shall move forward to a place in stars. I shall move even from out of the space time into another beyond the stars. Okay.
Long have you listened to me, O my children. Long have you listened to the wisdom of Thoth. Now I depart from ye into darkness. Now go I to the halls of the Monte, there to dwell in the future, when light, Capital L, shall come again to man. Yet know ye my spirit, Capital S, shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of light, Capital L.
Okay, who is the eye that departs?
He is.
Who is he? So from ye into...
This is where he does a disappearing act at the end of every tablet.
Now I depart from me into darkness. Now I go to the halls of Amethi, which is part of the Rift Zones, the cosmos that we have on our website. The halls of Amethi.
Unless it's the lower one, or unless it's the other one. There's about 27 that's been referenced so far. So
yeah, and we're showing the halls of... All of that's the halls of Amethi, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could say they're all the different cosmoses.
Mm-hmm. Stretch.
Yeah, and so we're trying to show that on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not right, Ian, you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I go
We're
to...
We're doing it efficiently.
Beg your pardon?
We're doing it efficiently.
On the website.
Without all the doo-ha.
Yes. Now I go to the halls of Amethi, there to dwell in the future, when light shall come again to man. Yet know ye, my spirit shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of life. Light, smile.
Not a smile, large
L. Big L.
Yes, small.
Guard ye the secrets I leave with thee, and surely my spirit will guard thee through life. Keep thine eyes ever on the pathway to wisdom. Keep the light, Capital L, as thy goal evermore. Fetter not thy soul, Capital S, in bondage of darkness. Free let it wing in its flight to the stars. Now I depart thee to dwell in Amante. Be thou my children in this life and the next. Be thou my children in this life and the next. The time will come.
What would be the next life? In the Gulf?
That's just non-physical. When you croak, go to the Gulf, come back and be born, that's another life.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And or, because the inference has been injected both ways, nobody knows what the hell this Amante business is, to come into a place where it could be a rift change. You have the same song in a different key.
A change in the rift. It's just going into the rift.
Yeah, it would be the next life.
Yeah.
Now
I depart thee to dwell in the Amante. Be thou my children this life and the next. Okay.
The time will come when ye too shall be deathless, living from age to age, a light among men, Capital L.
See, got that?
Mm-hmm.
That's rift travel and gulf experiences. They're separate, but very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Both are being referenced here specifically.
In age to age,
what does that mean?
From age to age.
Wow.
Is that high grade cheese?
Living from age to age. Well, it meant in the rift.
It's life to life, and then the person is going from age to age.
Well, now age to keep going. You can go from one ice age to another age. Well, you go through the rim to another age, to a different space, then come back from an age to an age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you go into the rift and experience?
Yes.
And a time not 2009, which is being mirrored right now. But okay. So that would be what's age to age. That's a factor in the meaning there.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, we were jumpy a little, and I'm glad you completed it because the record would be skewed.
But yeah.
We just could.
ye the entrance to the halls of Amante. Guard ye the secrets I have hidden among ye. Let not the wisdom be cast to barbarians. Secret shall thou keep it for those who seek light, Captivel. Now depart I, receive thou my blessing, take thou my way and follow the light.
Now, is this an injunction to keep it secret? We need that explained. A little paranoid. How would we keep it secret? Or is that not necessary anymore?
Put it in plain, put it in the Washington Post. That's the best way.
Okay. That's a new way of keeping it secret.
That's the best way to hide in plain sight.
Just announce it, you mean.
When the
bird sing it.
Yeah. Last paragraph. Blend thou thy soul in the great essence, one with the...
What is the great essence? That's cosmic awareness, is plane of essence. Cosmic awareness talked about the Goth or heaven or something as the plane of essence. That's an interesting parallel.
Very good. Okay. We'll just go with that till we can do better.
Blend thou thy soul in the great essence, one with the great light, let thy consciousness be. Call thou on me when thou dost need me. Use my name 3 times in a row.
Shakita, Ehrlich, Omalites.
The end.
Now, where is the magnetism?
In the 2 paragraphs up.
The one that I wanted to reread again, maybe. Go a couple, go higher. Okay. We did that. Go down. There's one that I didn't fully concentrate on. One coming up. Yeah, this one. This, long have ye listened to me, O my children? Long have ye listened to the wisdom of thought. Now I depart from me into darkness. Now I go to the halls of Amenti, there to dwell in the future, when light shall come again to man. Yet know ye, my spirit shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of light.
So he's a magnet to us.
And or we are to him.
And is that what the halls of Amenti are? Kind of
magnetism.
So why is that exciting, the magnetic aspect?
Because you're drawn to having a seamless experience with your non-physical, and that's the trick or the key that changes the polarity of the magnetic field that you are so judged by that you won't even acknowledge, to that place of knowing where all this fighting and war and killing and half leaving and half staying and all the Amante and the where's that place, that other place that doesn't exist but everybody wants to go to?
Akashic records,
foolishness, and things.
Write down Akashic records on the bottom.
Yeah, it's not a distraction because it's created, so therefore we won't push against it at all. But you can't build a whole premise on this ethereal thing that you can't get to from now.
Yeah, I'll bring it up after this session. There's something I want to say about it, but and you already know what I'm going to say, and I'm correct, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah. But we were looking at this, and we got... So the magnetism, you know, Karen, we're...
Well, magnetism is a right word. Magnetic field.
Yes, and you switch your polarity, Karen, then you can be attracted to the other world through the rift.
Because that is about the key, is it not?
Right, our concepts. Yeah, that's how you switch your concept of where you are, what you're limited by. The gravity is pulling you here, but you don't know there's gravity pulling you over there.
Mm-hmm. And the best in that definition is the magneto or a magnetron.
Yeah.
That's what you use.
It's an example.
Gravity's rainbow, Carolyn.
Ah.
Thomas Pynchon.
What's at the end of the rainbow?
the ever-receding horizon.
Imagine. It's also a pot of gold if you're Irish, but, but yeah, it works.
But the gravity, gravity's rainbow indicates the other, the reverse of the polarity.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You asked about that before and we blew it off.
Yeah.
Because you weren't ready to hear about it.
That's right. I remember that.
Because if we had developed it then, you'd have said, oh, yeah, I know all that. I know everything. So,
no, that's the reverse polarity thing. What was that reverse polarity phrase?
Oh, right.
The enhanced polarity? What, you remember it, Ion? Of course you can remember. Well, but will you give it to us? It was that enhancing polarity. Well, the month ago we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Enhancing reverse polarity?
Yes.
That's what
enhanced.
We're doing?
Reversed. Goodness gracious.
You okay?
Polarity. You must be hitting on something, Bob.
Yeah, enhanced reversed polarity is the capital M, small n, through the rift. Yeah.
Yes.